Was it stealing grain or just taking what was rightfully yours? The answer to that question depended on whether you were talking to a federal judge or a farmer. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It was Washington's birthday, 1981. Wayne Kreitz and many other farmers had just crossed a line of FBI agents and federal marshals protecting the bankrupt elevator in Ristine, Missouri. Kreitz was there to remove the beans he had stored. However, a federal judge said the beans were to be sold to pay the elevator's debts. Wayne contended they were still his beans, and he had every right to remove them against the judge's orders.
We had everything we needed to load that grain out. I anticipated that, and if they blocked us any other way, I was going to form a bucket brigade and bucket them, whatever it took to get my grain out of that elevator.
They spent 2 days loading grain on trucks of farmers who had come in support.
We had 78 trucks loaded with grain and a wheelbar. Guy from Oklahoma didn't have a truck, and he wanted to be there and participate. So he throwed an old wheelbar in the back of one of the trucks coming from Oklahoma, and he had it up there.
Wayne got federal marshals to agree that only those who drove their trucks out of the elevator would have their names and pictures taken. An agent named Glenn had affirmation from Washington, D.C. that all others would be considered as not having been present.
Later on, Glenn told me that this is the first time in the history of this country that he knew of a people were granted amnesty while the crime was being permitted.
He took the beans to an MFA elevator in Burney, Missouri. But when MFA was ordered by the judge not to pay Wayne for the beans, he and the farmers later went back and removed those beans. But they had nowhere to go.
The judge had put out a court order that any of the elevator that accepted any of this grain was going to be considered part of the conspiracy.
You can hear our full interview on our Farming the Countryside podcast, free on your favorite app store or the AgriTalk app. This story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Puxico, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.